For students at the University of Pittsburgh, the final weeks at college this year have been particularly stressful. There have been over 100 bomb threats in the past few months on campus. Joining us now is Andrew Scholl, news editor at the University of Pittsburgh's independent student newspaper, The Pitt News. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you for joining us. Give us some background here. 100 threats in the past few months. Do authorities know anything about who's been making the threats?
Well, yeah, the number actually we came up with is over 140. The investigation is still pending. The FBI was called in a number of weeks ago. They've identified only two people publicly as persons of interest, and that was a couple out of one of the branch campuses of the University of Johnstown. However, the group who has since claimed responsibility for the threats has denied any connection to these two people. So, of course, the investigation is still pending at this point.
Okay, but who is the group? Who are these people? You understand I'm trying to get at motive. Do they have some kind of political agenda? What is it?
What the email said, and we received an email last week, they're a group claiming to be the threateners. This was an email that we received anonymously, and their claim was that our Chancellor Nordenberg, and of course the administration, put out a $10,000 and then $50,000 reward. Now, the group who was claiming responsibility said this was for a kid who was, quote, pranking the university, and they put out the reward after a number of threats were written on campus before threats started coming in by email. And the university has since dropped the reward, and there haven't been any more threats on campus since.
All right. So it's not exactly clear then what the threateners or the couple who's the couple of interest might have in doing this. What about life on campus? Undergrads kind of just laughing this off and going about their business, or is anybody genuinely concerned here?
Well, there was definitely concern. At first, we had a number of threats that I targeted academic buildings during class time, so that students took much more lightly. But once they started targeting dormitories, and there were a number of dormitories cleared out at 4 in the morning, and as you can imagine, that's quite disruptive. Now, we also had a shooting on campus while we were away on spring break. It targeted the Western Psychiatric Institute and clinic, where two people were killed. While that wasn't an attack that targeted students, it was at a university hospital. That combined with a semester of over 140 bomb threats, it was quite unnerving. And we did have students who moved off campus, students who went home early. So it was disruptive, and I would say, yes, there were a number of students who were incredibly scared.
Andrew Scholl, graduation is Sunday. Heavy security expected at this point?
Yes, the university actually outlined their policies for security, and graduation and finals week were the two major issues where the university had to come up with security contingency plans.
Expecting a lot of presence on Sunday?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, especially under the circumstances, it sounds like. Well, hang in there. That's Andrew Scholl, news editor at the University of Pittsburgh's independent student newspaper, The Pitt News, bringing us up to date on over 140 bomb threats on campus at the University of Pittsburgh, with graduation coming up Sunday. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.